Hey everyone, Brother Gary here in Mexico with our daily devotional with Hands Across Borders. And we're continuing to go through John chapter 11. Remember, we're not in a studio, so you're liable to hear all kinds of noises from my animals. But we are going to start in verse number 33. Jesus has been dealing with Mary and Martha. Lazarus has been dead now. He's been in the grave for about 3 days. And now in verse 33, Mary is come to Jesus, she has talked to him, and now we see Jesus' response. In verse 33, when Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, "Where have you laid him?" They said unto him, "Lord, come and see." Verse 35, Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, "Behold, how he loved him." And some of them said, "Could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man should not have died?" Jesus therefore, again groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. There's so much to pull out of this story here with Lazarus dying and dealing with his sisters. And so we're just taking little chunks at a time. But notice this in verse number 33, that when Jesus saw her weeping, and then we go down to verse 35, Jesus wept. And so what we need to understand here is when Jesus saw her weeping, is he was moved with compassion. You see, the Greeks in that time had an idea that there was this uncompassionate God, this one who wasn't moved. But here we see the humanity of Christ. Remember, Jesus was 100% man and 100% God as he walked on the face of this earth. And we can see the compassion of God. You see, he's moved with compassion. And what we can see here is that God sees our tears and is touched by our tears and remembers our tears, and we'll begin to see him act to dry their tears. And so don't forget, our God is compassionate. And the Bible says he understands what we're going through, and he understands our feelings. And so he is moved with compassion. Again, it goes on to say how the Jews also wept, which came with her. And then he groaned in the spirit. You see, back in those days, Bible times, the Jews, this type of weeping that Mary and the Jews were doing was not this sobbing, but this hysterical wailing and shrieking. You see, during those days, the Jews' point of view that the more unrestrained the weeping, the more honor it paid to the dead. And so if you can just picture this in your mind, here's Jesus, and Jesus is seeing this hysterical, wailing, and out of control people. And it just causes them to groan in the spirit as they're weeping and out of control, as there is no hope for this situation. As a result of this, we see in verse 35 that Jesus wept. But it's not used in this wailing loudly and being hysterical, but he was deeply grieved. And it was this sobbing. And he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. Why? Because he sees this out of control, and he sees what death has done to these that he's loved. And so he's not happy about the whole situation, on what death has done to his people and to shaken them so much. We see here that he is truly man here, because there's no sin or shame in tears. He's acquainted with grief. He's not ashamed of his humanity here in this position. And we see he's identified with others in their sorrow, and Jesus loves people. We must remember this about our Savior. Our Savior loves us. And he cares about us. But there stands this group of people in verse 37, and some said, could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man should not have died? What they're saying basically is, what if? What if Jesus had been here? And what if this had happened? And what if that had happened? And isn't that what we do sometimes when we're grieving? Man, what if I'd have just made this one decision? Or what if I had just done this? Or, and the key is you and I need to get rid of that questioning this or that or the other. What if I had taken it to the Lord? What if? And that's what steals our hope. That's what steals our joy. That's what steals our faith in the Lord. And this is why he's weeping, because he sees the hopelessness. He sees the helplessness. And we must remember that the compassion of the Lord is there for you and I. And he's there to help us. And he's there to give us hope. Never forget that. There is hope in a hopeless situation. Never forget. God can do what he wants, when he wants. Nothing is impossible to the Lord. The key is, we must just believe and trust that he knows what's best. And he'll help us. May the Lord bless you.